Hello, champions, and welcome to the What's My Role podcast, episode 7. We're a group of adventurers exploring the many realms of World of Warcraft and MMOs, sharing our experiences, learning our roles together, and embracing the chaos. I'm Bean, joined today by Donix.
Hey.
Golden.
Howdy.
GT Goat.
Hey there.
And Vindo Viper. And today's topic is all about our boy GT Goat and how we have baptized him in the Mythic Plus Dungeon Flames. So we'll start off with channel updates. Not really too much to go over. Trying to stay consistent with recording and getting the podcast out. The last week's podcast came out today, so we'll try and get a little bit more towards maybe Tuesday or Wednesday at the least if we can. WoW news. Season of Discovery Phase 2 has begun. What else do we got? 4 hero talent trees.
Yeah, it looks like we got Death Knight, Druid, Evoker, Hunter, Mage, Paladin. It looks like they released them, revealed all of them.
I thought they only did four. Did they do a bunch?
No, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 now.
Holy shit. There's 8?
Well, yeah, they might slow roll them out.
Oh.
I'm looking at Wowhead.
Yeah, so me too. Druid, Keeper of the Grove. Hunter has the Dark Ranger. Mage has a Frostfire hero tree. And Priest has the Oracle hero tree.
They all have, there's like a huge spec, like, so like Mage has Frostfire, Sun Fury, and Spellslinger.
Oh, so these are like, they kind of split?
Yeah, so these are only the ones that they're showing so far.
Oh, gotcha.
Basically, each one's going to have 3 different hero trees that coincide with 2 different specs. So like, the one for Priest, the Oracle,
yeah,
is between Discipline and Holy Priest.
Oh, yeah, I see now. Wow, they already have kind of announced a lot, haven't they?
Yeah.
They just haven't shown all the trees.
Warrior, but, the one they're showing is Mountain Thane. That sounds cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool sounding ones. Felskar Demon Hunter? That sounds badass.
It does sound sick.
yeah, so there's a bunch of cool stuff there, but we'll leave it to other channels to kind of get into the nitty gritty with that type of stuff. Another topic, patch 10.2.6 coming in March. No public test, no PTR. So what do you guys think?
Happy about that.
Yeah.
Happy
love,
about that.
Like, going in raw.
That's good. Out of raw dog it.
Some of the best things in raids and fights is like going in without having like, oh, let me go look at what Wowhead says. Like, Wowhead's a great resource, but it's like, let's figure it out, man. I want to lose to it a couple times.
Yeah. Well,
pretty sure this is the first time WoW has done this. Like, usually all their patches are PTR'd well before they come out.
Yeah, that's what I had heard people saying, that they've never done this before. So
maybe it's just complete ass and they don't want anybody to
God, imagine. It's just really, really bad.
So it's just because they're doing something different, everyone's getting really hyped.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is kind of a big deal, though, right?
No. I know that. But what I'm saying is that because they're doing something different, everyone's getting hyped. Right?
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Like, it's really mysterious, you know? Normally, we kind of know everything that's coming.
Well, it can go one of two ways. I mean, people can get all hyped about it, and then it could be something no one likes, or...
True.
It's kind of a bold move.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. So I think it's cool that we don't know. So
I
think it will actually be cool.
I'm hopeful. I'm actually very hopeful.
So we'll go over, well, our week in Warcraft is kind of really tied into our main topic, because our week in Warcraft was really kind of spending time with Goat and getting him deep into the Mythic Plus experience. Yeah. So I guess we'll first kind of talk about how it's felt playing Classic WoW in the Season of Discovery. Because for a lot of us, it's kind of pretty new experience. And then for some of us, it's like nostalgia with a little bit of new stuff. So how's it felt for you guys kind of getting back into classic WoW as far as you veterans go?
There's a lot of shit I forgot. I mean, I remember the grind. I remember how slow it is. I remember how the starting areas were with, you know, all the running and stuff like that. But just like some of the convenience stuff that you kind of take for granted in retail, I forget, like, oh yeah, this wasn't in there. It's been fun though. I mean, it's definitely feels like a different game compared to retail. I mean, it's the same game, but it just feels so much different because of all the ease that retail has added in.
Yeah, a lot of quality of life stuff, huh?
Yep.
How about you, Findo Viper?
I mean, it's similar. It's weird because making new characters, you kind of level quick early on, and then you get that really hard, like, oh man, it's going to take me like an hour to get to my next level instead of, you know, retail where you sneeze and you're accidentally three levels up. But it's actually nice with all the Season of Discovery stuff. There's a lot of, like, things to maintain your momentum a little better. So, at least for a warrior I'm running into, where, like, I get victory rushed, which means that after I kill something, the next thing I hit with that skill heals me for, like, 10% of my health. So I can, like, kill something and then just charge on the next one, heal myself up a bit, and just keep that momentum just running and just barreling. And that wasn't existent back in the day, but now it is. It makes leveling a little easier, especially as a warrior, because I can't heal myself without, you know, bandages. I don't know. It's faster than it used to be, but it's still slow. There's still a bunch of quality of life gone. We don't have mounts yet, which is just, it's tedious. I had to run to Ogremar for my character, then back to Camp Tarajo, and that was just, you know, it took all day.
Yeah, it's a long walk, right? Yeah,
I had to commit. Well, and like the whole mana thing too, man. I forgot what it was like to actually have to pay attention to your mana.
It's going to, you know, now that we're bundling up, it's probably going to be a lot easier, not only because we'll each use less energy, but two things. One, we'll have a mage now, so you can just start making water, which will make life a lot easier. And yeah. Then two, the biggest factor that people don't, I don't know if you guys have gotten it yet, go buy a wand. You can wand, like you can cast one or two spells and then start wanding, and it doesn't use up mana. And because of that, you're out of that 5-second mana recharge range. And so as you're wanding, right, you're actually gaining mana back.
Oh, that's interesting.
And mana. I don't know how to pronounce the word, obviously.
Yeah.
What about you, Golden?
I don't think I'm a veteran, so I didn't really play back then. I briefly played a character. I downloaded it once, right? Vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. It's different. It's definitely different than retail.
Yeah, I'll say.
And some of that is kind of nice. But then some of that is also like the tedious stuff, right? Like having to sit and drink water in order to get mana up so frequently. I do like that. I feel like that it makes the game harder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to be more careful. You have to pay attention. Don't just pull from pack to pack, you know?
Yeah, there's not really the same kind of carelessness when you're like leveling retail.
Right.
Where it's like you don't really have a care in the world when you're leveling there. But, yeah, there's like a weird mixture of like, it's new to me, but it's clearly an old game still.
Yeah.
So it's tough to, it's just weird going into it. It's different.
Yeah.
What did you think of it, Go?
Same thing. I'm not really a veteran at it. I played it a time here or there, but I never really committed into it. I mean, it's definitely slower than the newer stuff. More aggravating.
Yeah.
Good way to put it.
Playing with y'all, it helps out with, you know, the boredom of the long walks and having somebody to talk to. You know, occasionally the red sky above you.
Going on a road trip. Let's all walk together.
I'm hearing that you're really enjoying your experience. That's what I'm hearing.
I hear I want to start drinking my coffee while I'll talk about something else.
You were going to say something, Donix?
Yeah, so we all leveled up in these starting areas in kind of duos. I know, like, with Golden and I, there's definitely times where I would be like, oh, yeah, we just killed something. Grab another one. And then, oh, crap, I forgot there's mana or this. Like, or, you know, oh, I'm low on health. I didn't even realize it. Did you guys come across any of that when you guys were leveling up?
Yeah, there's a few times when I was killing like the scorpions or whatever, and I wasn't really looking at my health because I'm killing scorpions. So they're not going to kill me. And they're exactly. Like, oh, shit, I'm out of mana and I'm almost dead.
Yeah, no. It gets me is some of the mobs, how fast their respawn timer is. Oh, that's gotten me killed. That has gotten me killed. We couldn't, Donix and I couldn't even loot these corpses because they would spawn up immediately, and every time we tried to dive in to get the loot, they'd come spawn back up and start fighting us again.
That happened with me and Beck when we went to go kill Sarkoth, because it was level 4 and I think we were only level 2. So he had like asked for help, but I was a little bit tipsy, and I was just like, la, 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 killing scorpions. And then he's like, I told you I needed your help. So I went over there. We killed him together, and then my inventory was full. So I was fiddling with my inventory so I could pick up what he had. And then another one spawned in while I was doing that and started attacking me. But Beck was still there, so I did not get killed by him, thankfully.
As a warrior, what the fuck is mana?
You guys didn't have to fight any murlocs in your areas, did you?
No murlocs.
Dude, screw murlocs. They are the absolute hardest freaking mob in the starting areas.
Oh, they're tough?
Is that what we're doing here in
Mythics? We're just dressing up as murlocs and stomping?
What level were they?
they were our level, weren't they, Golden? On the coast?
They were.
Yeah, we had a hell of a time over there.
Yeah, we just had like brutal. Boars, scorpions, British people, we called Tyrion, like people. Sailors.
Fucking Brits.
Yeah, and then there's like a kind of like a voodoo island with like raptors and tigers and then like some voodoo trolls.
But, wait, you're in Durotar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that whole island's so weird. Like, the troll area with all of, like, the Zalazane or whatever that guy was, that's, like, intense because he just reaps respawning. Like,
as soon as you kill him, I killed that dude, like, 4 or 5 times trying to do that quest because he just kept coming back immediately. Mm-hmm. I almost died once because him and another mob were ganging up on me, but I managed just fine in the end. Yeah, they do spawn really quick. And then it's like, if you're going like into like a cave or there's like a little castle type deal that I had to climb up, by the time you get to the top, all the mobs at the bottom have respawned and you've got to fight them all over again just to get out of there.
God forbid you got to go into a fucking cave and you fight your way in, kill the thing you need, and then you got to fight everything that just respawned on the way out.
Yeah. There's that. There's the really long kind of traveling distances that you got to do. And then, especially for all of us, because we all had to meet up, so we had to kind of go through our starter areas and then all meet up in the Barrens. And when we met there, we were like level 10, so a lot of the stuff there's already kind of pretty strong and above our level still.
Yeah.
Hyenas.
I hate hyenas.
Yeah, it was fun. Dude, and the thing with the raptor heads, where we each need 12 raptor heads?
Yes, each.
Oh my god. That's a lot of raptors we gotta kill. That's what I
was
gonna
bring up, was the loot issues in Classic, where if you're grouped up and trying to do a collect'em quest and, you know, to get 12 raptor heads for all of us, we gotta kill like 300 raptors.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad if they were kind of like all in one spot. But they don't seem to respawn as quick as the other mobs. So it's kind of...
It's always
we're
like
traveling all over the damn Barrens trying to find raptors.
Yeah, shit you gotta kill like 15 of. It's like, no, we're gonna screw you, and there's only gonna be 2 out of the time.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And then when you're fighting the raptors, then you get like tag-teamed by some hyenas and lions and centaurs. So we will move into our main topic, which is also our week in Warcraft. Who wants to tell the tale of Goat?
I think Goat should start with the tale of Goat.
All right. So we got pushed into doing Mythics. And at first I'm like, okay, I just got a whole bunch more buttons on my button bar down there, whatever y'all want to call that. So, of course, you know, ring-a-ding-ding it and kept hitting stuff, and Golden kind of called me. I was like, hey, why don't you just try it like this for a second? So, yeah, end up popping, I think, a Mythic 6 as my first, if I'm not mistaken.
Just a casual 6.
Yep.
That's right.
Just a filthy casual 6, man.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want
a way to start, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good, man. There's some details on that though. So, like, we'll think about it. So, you hadn't had a max level character before, right? We gave you some suggestions. What made you choose the Frost DK?
Because I'd already kind of looked into the Frost DKs, but I already had another Frost DK I just started. I was like, you know what? We'll do the scratch one. We'll bump from there. That way, that one's dedicated. I know that this is not from the ground up kind of run.
Yeah.
And also give me a better insight into what I need to be doing with my other one.
And then you went straight into a heroic, and then you went into a Mythic 6 and you timed it. And a 5, and then did some practice on your rotation, man, and then you were clearing mythics. Even more, you cleared an 8, right? Didn't we do an 8?
Cleared 8.
That's
the
last thing we did.
Yeah, you cleared an 8 mythic, man. You've gone from heroic to 6 to 8. You're doing great.
From a 0 to a hero. Anyways, the only problem I'm having with it is just targeting. Because it's constantly moving, so I keep it with rotation. Keep it with, oh, look, you know. Ryan's done drug it halfway across the thing now, and I gotta go chase it back down.
Yep. Welcome to WoW.
The big thing for me with mythics is you're just gonna be like, the more you do it, the more it feels natural. So, like, targeting will become super easy. You'll be like, oh yeah, let me just get that. Give me a sec. I got that. And then, like, your rotation is, you're like, okay, next thing I want to work on is that. So let me, everything else feels comfortable. So you can start, like, bringing in the shit you're not comfortable with and just getting better with it.
Well, it'll be close range combat too, like, it kind of sucks. My target will go down. It's like, okay, where's my little dude on the screen? Where am I at? Where do I need to go now?
and what
am I targeting?
But other than raids, like, it makes everything else in the game not as good. Like, I'm telling you, man, like, you get, I feel like I get hooked on it, you know?
This is the first time you've experienced any end game activity in WoW.
Yeah,
because before this,
game, just not
you've
wild,
only done like very early leveling, and you did like what
a lot of shit
one
talking.
Dungeon with us in like Burning Crusade dungeon.
Ramparts.
That's it.
Yep.
If you call that a dungeon,
I was just there. That easy.
This man's pushing 8. So
easy. I was just there. I probably didn't realize that was a dungeon.
you went from nothing, no end game experience to
motherfucking
did a heroic, then you jumped straight to a 6, and then you did a bunch of other 6s, and then did we even do a 7, or we just jumped to an 8?
We jumped over 7 to 8.
So yeah, I feel like that's like a very different experience than a lot of other people typically had with the game.
Yeah, another thing I just have to focus on is just learning the maps and what mobs throw down poisonous shit I shouldn't stand in.
yes.
Mushrooms.
Yes.
I don't like mushrooms anymore.
Overall, though, like, what did you think of those couple nights running the Mythic Plus dungeons? How was it? Did you have fun? Like,
I had high heart rate. Super focused on my
sweat
instead of where I was. Well, because, you know, like, y'all are relying on me to actually hit my stuff correctly, so I'm doing
damn straight.
Right. We're all relying on everybody, man. That's all.
Yeah.
The only thing we didn't want you to hit was that boulder.
Yeah. Well, that boulder wanted to hit me, so.
That boulder wanted your spot on the team.
Damn, I wish I could have saw that.
No, it flung me pretty good.
Mississippi State.
Yeah. Nice. Go ahead and tell the story of what happened. We were doing Black Rook Hold, right?
Yeah.
the plus eight.
So we go up these stairs, then Mikey just darts right out into traffic, boulder traffic. So he gets he gets knocked off the thing. And I just so happened like, oh, just about everybody else made it up there. I want to give it a try. Ring around the corner like a pro. Get knocked down like a pro. And died and waited forever.
You got squished by the boulders going up the stairs.
Yeah. That was a fun experience. Oh, I don't like that boulder experience.
Then I went running up behind him, trying to catch up to him, spam heels on him while he's getting nailed by boulders.
Yeah. Awesome. I probably got hit like four times before it took me out, but yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
I'll take those boulders all week versus that stupid Mirazon Rises part with the like light pylon.
Oh, the light, the puzzle maze.
Running maze that thing ever in the game. Holy crap.
You did that with us too, right?
Yeah, I did. I did it once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, just y'all do it once.
That was the first time that I didn't make it to the end.
You know how much funnier it is watching y'all make it almost to the end and just get zapped?
Yeah, we would have plus three'd that key if not for that.
That y'all spent some time there. 2 minutes there.
Way too long. Yeah.
So overall, you like mythics, you don't like mythics? How do you feel?
I still need to play around with them. Like I said, I'm still getting used to the rotation, staying on target, listening to, hey, there's a boulder coming. That's another thing I need to pay attention to.
Yeah. Well, do you like it a little bit? Like, I'm just trying to gauge.
Yeah, I'm getting enjoyment out of it, but I haven't accelerated my skills in order to be able to fully enjoy what's going on in front of me.
You're having some fun, but you're also like very stressed.
Well, I'm not stressed. That's why I'm
stressed.
Sure.
Confused.
I'm hitting the right thing, so we're actually pumping out damage numbers.
Okay, yeah. You're focused. You're focused, man.
Well, yeah.
So what did you think of? Because I know you've heard us before. you've been in Discord with us before when we're running this type of content, and you've heard us, you know, screaming and yelling at each other and hooting and hollering. What did it feel like to be like a part of that instead of listening into it?
Well, I still have no clue what the hell y'all are saying in those conversations, other than still get out of the stuff, get out of the stuff, get out of the stuff. Come here.
But you actually got to do some like different stuff. Like I know Golden was like, "Hey, grab that guy!" a couple times where you had you got called out to save the day.
Spider-Man power there, yeah.
Well, that's the way it normally works with that. Usually, it's just us trying to communicate, right? So yeah, it might sound like a lot of shouting.
No. It's just that y'all have been in it for so long, y'all have the lingo down. I'm hearing it's like,
ask questions, man. Ask questions. Yeah. If you hear me say something or anybody say something, just be like, dude, I don't know what the hell you're saying right now. And then we'll break it down.
Well, how did you feel actually doing like boss fights with actual like mechanics? Because that's a lot different than like any of the other dungeons we did, even in New World.
That's what I was saying. It's just I haven't experienced enough to be like, okay, I need to stay over here and focus on this, and then be able to sit back and watch y'all movement around the map. I say just more, just I need to be in it more, get used to the surroundings and what's going on, different levels.
Did you have Mikey? Favorite?
I think he likes it. Yeah.
Nice. Did you have a favorite dungeon we did, or favorite boss fight, or anything like that?
To be honest, I like the magical ballroom.
Which one was that one?
I don't remember. The one where y'all have to run to the
Oh, he's being a jerk.
No.
You like the little trial.
Not that specific part, just that
whole one that was. Dungeon. Yeah.
The aesthetic
That's
of it.
Rise, Mirazon's Rise.
Yeah.
It's an interesting dungeon.
It seemed cleaner. I'll put it that way.
There's a dungeon I really want to do a mythic version of. I can't remember the name of it, but it's one of the Dragonflight dungeons, so we'll be seeing that in the next season, right?
Yes.
Possibly, yeah.
I really like it. It's very just magic. I don't know how else to say it. There's like books floating and like things like that.
Oh, Agathar's Academy.
Agathar's Academy. Yeah.
No. Or, not that one. It's one I haven't done with you guys.
Oh. Well, shit. You're being all mysterious about it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see it. I don't remember the name of it.
Azure Vault.
I don't know if I've done that one. Is it the one in like the Azure Span, Caligos kind of watery area, or like the icy water area?
There's like floating books in it where you have to click the books to move from location to location.
Yeah,
and there's like,
oh yeah,
it's got like, I don't know if it's purple paint camera, but like light coming out of the middle of these like centers of the platforms. It's just magic. Like I don't know how else to put it. There's a bunch of magic going on.
Yeah, there's like two dungeons I think I still haven't done from Dragonflight. Next season's all Dragonflight.
I think it's Azure Vault. That's the one where, like, early on you have to, like, dodge the mini dragons. They have, like, a circle. And if you awaken them, then they, like, waken up, like, trees and shit around them.
I think so.
Yeah. Because I hate clicking those books. I like the whole, like, area of it. The aesthetic. But
yeah.
You have to, like, click on the book and then click on, like, the please teleport me button. It's like, come on, I'm just trying to go.
Yeah. Azure Vault.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Azure Vault.
Oh.
Lance, what do you want to see you do better by next week, next podcast? What do you think you like? By next podcast, you'll be like, oh, I'm fucking the master at this.
I wouldn't say I was the master at it, but it just learned the rotations, really. Being more comfortable with, you know, hey, this just happened. I don't need to be in the middle of rotation. I need to go ahead and handle the situation over here.
Cool. Yeah, like getting to a point where you can do your rotation and
identify, be able to like things move around
at the same time.
Yeah, you'll take it step by step, like, right?
It's more of like the guy the other day was sitting on top of the pedestal that kept pegging us, and I eventually had to pull him down.
Just right, well, like, hold on. Identifying it.
Oh, yeah.
Crap. I want to clear that up. I was not pegged.
Wait, Vindo Viper got pegged?
No, I did not. But, I mean, there's video evidence, but I wasn't.
Put it on the thumbnail.
Ain't no shame in it, man.
I won't have
I'm going to have fun making that thumbnail. I'm going to ask you for some pictures later.
Put a little golf tee with the ball on it.
That'd be good. I'm going to move on to the comments unless someone else had something.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yep.
Because we had one more comment shortly after the last one. It was after we had done the last podcast. So we got a comment from Jay Jericho. He said, Keystone Master is definitely achievable. You basically want a timed 15 for each dungeon at Tyrannical and Fortified. And the "and" is all caps. So thanks for the comment, Jay Jericho. We really appreciate it. We have figured that out finally. So we have been working towards improving specific dungeons each week to get that score up.
It's also like we're gonna really start making more progress now because we've added a few more people, right? With Lance being new too, and we kind of made the decision. Thank you. We kind of made the decision to get everybody's key up and kind of equal to each other. So it's going to give us better starting options, right?
Yeah, I think it's good that we've kind of been doing everybody's key, even the lower level ones, because then when you know, each reset comes, we'll be in a better position to actually push dungeons we need to push each week.
I also like the fact that, I mean, what we're switching between Fortified and Tyrannical every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I noticed, like, Bean and myself are, like, single-target masters. Like, I'm not saying I'm a master, but we just excel at, like, let me just burn this dude down quick. And so if we even have one of those little dudes in like, a you know, little pug or something, little random passing trash, we can just burn that one down quick. But I noticed, like, we're running with, like, Donix's wife, and she kills it with the AoE, and so we go to the group and she's just instantly at the top of the list as a golden, so
it's it definitely helps having like people that can do both.
so come Tyrannical next week, like when the bosses just have a ton of health, like our single targetness is going to be a much better use, whereas right now with what's it called, it's nice we can kill bosses
fortified
We pulled what was that Hellfire guys that we tried pulling like three of them and realized that they're just buffing themselves and one literally got to the size of a mountain. We're like, all right.
What, that's when it really clicked to me how different Fortified and Tyrannical really are every week. Because 30%. When we ran that, we didn't even care about that guy casting that ability. We were just burning through him, and we were so used to it. So when it this week on Fortified, it really kind of screwed us.
Yeah, it's like it's much different because you can't just pull all the packs all willy-nilly like that. It's because it takes so much longer to kill them. And then if they have abilities like that, it can get really bad for us really quick.
Yeah.
I'm just scared because we're only doing Volcanic so far, which, you know, for Donix and I, it's a pain in the ass, but you guys don't really have to deal with it much. But once you start adding, was it Spiteful is the third
Spiteful.
Option?
Spiteful, we have to be really very hard. Careful about making sure we are getting all the like when we pull a pack, we're going to need to make sure we're breaking them down evenly. Otherwise, because it basically just empowers the other ones that are still alive for everyone that you kill. Yeah, so you got to do it quick.
If you kill instead of us focusing one target, we're going to kind of split bounce it up around a little bit.
Yeah. You know how we do the totems in Atal Dazar? It's going to be like that.
Oh, you know how we always have to redo the totems in Atal Dazar every time?
It will also be like that.
That is not our specialty. So that will be fun. But yeah, thanks, Jay Jericho. Really appreciate the comment. And if anybody else wants to be featured, we love to bring up the comments on the podcast because we are so new. So every little comment is like a treasure to us.
Yes.
But yep, that's the podcast, everyone. So like, comment, subscribe, help support the What's My Role crew. YouTube, TikTok, IG, Facebook, join the Discord, join our Mythic Mafia Guild. Don't forget to sign up for free tacos at the local Taco Bell. Somebody's been messing
yummy,
with the
tasty
show.
Waffles.
He actually got me with that. That was Vindo Viper. I can see that was you who did that. They tried to do this to me last week with the this is Ron Burgundy signing up. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
I would never fucking say fuck. I wouldn't fucking ever fucking say it.
Anyways, ignore that Taco Bell shit. Find us Murden Alliance in retail and Crusader Strikes Horde in Season of Discovery. And thanks for tuning in. See you guys next week.
Later.
Later.
Later.